This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a new patient history and physical on a patient named George Parker, Joseph Parker, last name Parker, P-A-K-R-E-R, Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H. Place was Covenant Glen and Frankenmuth, date scene was April 11th, 2022. New paragraph, Mr. Parker is a 69-year-old male who has moved in the Covenant Glen. New paragraph, chief complaint, he was seen regarding dementia, atrial fib, coronary artery disease, and a recent fracture of L5 and L1, period. New paragraph, history panels. Mr. Parker has significant disability, and he has had some back pain, period. He was at St. Mary's, and he has a chronic L3 fracture and deformity. And he had an acute L1 and L5 compression fracture, period. This was treated surgically, and they believe that he had cement placed, period. He's doing better, he's walking about, and denies any severe back pain at the present time, period. He has a history of atrial fibrillation and coronary artery disease, period. He has dementia, has limited insight into his medical problems, period. He himself didn't seem to know much about his fracture or his medications, period. Currently, he denies any chest pain or any palpitations, period. He's had coronary bypass surgery with five vessels, period. He also has obstructive sleep apnea but does not use a CPAP, period. His dementia can be aggressive at times, period. He also has anxiety, which comes and goes, period. The staff was concerned about aggressive behavior with staff and others, period. He pushed a person and tried to punch someone the day before I saw him, period. He has a history of hypertension as well, period. Currently, there's no headache or chest pain, period. After a surgery in the hospital, they had some agitation, and they used Haldol, period. Some psychotropic medicines were reordered, period. On discharge from the hospital, the agitation resolved, period. He then came to Covenant Glen, period. A paragraph review of systems. Constitutional, no fever or chills. Eye denies complaints. ENT, slight difficulty hearing, no earache or sore throat. Respiratory, no shortness of breath or cough or sputum. Cardiovascular, no current chest pain or palpitations or dizziness. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting or bleeding. GU, no dysuria or hematuria. Musculoskeletal, he had the back pain, but it was not too bad right now. He ambulates. Endocrine, no polyuria, polydipsia. CNS, no headaches, syncope or seizures. Remaining systems negative. New paragraph, past history. Dementia, gout, coronary artery disease with 5-vessel bypass. Fracture of L1 and L5, and there's a chronic L3 fracture. The L1 and L5 ones were more acute recently. He has had chronic back pain, depression, hypertension, obstructive sleep apnea, atrial fibrillation, anxiety. He once had diverticulitis. Comparing a family history, father died at 74 of heart disease, mother died at 72 of stroke and diabetes. He had a sister had cancer at age 57. New paragraph, allergy statins. New paragraph, social history is a former smoker. No recent alcohol excess. Paragraph, medications. Vitamin B12, 1,000 micrograms daily. Vitamin E, 1,000 units daily. Citalopram, 20 milligrams daily. Famotidine, 20 milligrams daily. Memantine, 5 milligrams daily. Fibrolax, 625 milligrams daily. Fluticasone, 50 micrograms, one spray daily. Aspirin, 1 milligrams daily. Multivitamins, 1 daily. Rosuvastatin, 10 milligrams daily. Vitamin D, 25 micrograms daily. Ibuprofen, 600 milligrams every 8 hours is needed. Lidocaine, top 5% topical film. Affected area daily on for 12 hours. Melatonin, 2 milligrams daily. Olanzapine, 10 milligrams twice a day as needed. Sustained ophthalmic solution, 2 drops to each eye every 2 hours. Norco 5 through 25, 1 every 6 hours, period. New paragraph, examination. He was not acutely distressed or ill, and he was less agitated when I saw him, but he has been agitated at times. Pulse 83, blood pressure 110 over 80, respiratory 16, O2 saturation 99%. Had a neck exam, pupil lesion reactor light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extracting is intact, oral mucosa is normal, used normal inspection. Hearing was diminished. neck, supple, no mass, no thyromegaly. Trachea was midline. Lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal sinus 2, no gallop, no murmur, no pedal edema, abdomen soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, bowel sounds normal, CNS cranial is normal, sensation intact, has increased tone diffusely. Skin was intact, warm and dry, without rash or major lesions. New paragraph. Mental status. In orientation of time, he scored 1 out of 5, period. He knew the month, but could not tell me the date, day, year, or season, period. In orientation of place, he scored 1 out of 5, period. He could tell me the floor, but not the place, city, state, or county. Affect was normal. New paragraph. His estimate of plan. 1. Mr. Parker has had dementia with agitation and psychosis, and also severe behaviors. And in addition to the olanzapine, I will add Depakote 250 milligrams BID, period. 2, he has coronary artery disease, and I'll continue aspirin 81 milligrams daily. And rosuvastatin 10 milligrams daily, period. 3, is dementia severe, which may be Parkinson's. I'm not clear if it's Alzheimer's, so I'll just watch him on the memantine for now and see what the trend is. 3, is history of depression, and I will continue citalopram 20 milligrams daily. 4, he has atrial fibrillation, and his heart rate is stable. I do not see any rate control medicines that comes to us on from the hospital. I'll watch the trend and see if he has episodes of rapid heart rate. The rate is controlled now and he's on aspirin for anticoagulation, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.